Well, certainly nobody on the ward was aware. We know he's done this sort of thing in the past, but all the other visits to the ward by special guests over the Christmas period, we knew who was going to turn up and where and when.
But, yeah.
Gareth Bale's visit was completely took us by surprise. In fact, it was past 4 o'clock on a Christmas Eve, and I had just sort of got into my scruffs ready to bath Cian and get him into his pyjamas ready for the visit of Santa. So to be told that Gareth Bale is on the ward was, pretty spectacular.
So take us through the story then as to when Gareth Bale walked down. But you're looking really smart by the sound of things.
Oh, as well. I was in a pair of jogging bottoms and a T-shirt, but I just actually changed out of my Wales top. So I thought if I would have been wearing that would have been a little bit more appropriate. But the nurses came in and just said, oh, be prepared. Gareth Bale has just approached the ward with bags full of presents and he'd like to come in and see Cian if he could. So by all means, Cian, he's only 4. So although he knows the name of Gareth Bale, he wouldn't have recognised him, but my 9-year-old son and my 6-year-old daughter were there and they know who Gareth Bale was. So, they were just as chuffed as I was to see him.
Hand on heart now.
Yeah.
Out of all the kids that were there and you, who was most excited?
Oh, it was probably me. I can't lie.
What was he like?
He's a lovely fella, really genuine. He obviously, no gimmicks about the visit. He was there to do what he wanted to do, to put the smile on the children's faces. And that he certainly achieved that.
Did he enter into the full spirit of the occasion with red robe and white beard or not, Richard?
No, I think that's not his style.
No, I can't see it somehow, yeah.
No gimmicks, designer clothes. But, he's looking really top-notch, a lot better than what I did. But, real genuine guy.
Did it make a difference to how people were feeling? It's not the nicest place to be at the best of times, is it? But on Christmas Eve, I mean...
You would never want to spend Christmas in a hospital, but the fact was that's the position we were in. So just to have that does bring a smile to everybody's faces, not just the patients, but the nurses who have to work over Christmas period as well. They get excited about things like that. So it does bring a little bit of extra Christmas joy to the ward.
What did Gareth bring him?
He got a Spider-Man nightlight.
Yeah. Oh,
so it was absolutely brilliant. And actually it does help him sort of go to sleep now in his room.
Yeah, it'd be very handy on a hospital ward, actually.
It was. It's very, very good toy.
How is he, by the way? Tell us a bit about Cian, because you can't have words that do justice to this, but it sounds horrendous.
It's been an awful situation. It's been 4 weeks since Cian was actually admitted into hospital. They did an MRI scan after he was complaining with stomach pains. And the MRI scan revealed that he had a tumour on the spine. So he was rushed from the Royal Glamorgan Hospital straight to Noah's Ark and the University Hospital of Wales, where the tumour was removed. And then a couple of weeks later, then we realised that tumour is also cancerous. So he's got to go through 6 to 8 months now of chemotherapy and radiotherapy to hopefully clear that, a terrible version of cancer that he's got. He's just about to start radiotherapy in the new year, and we're hoping that does the trick for him.